Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Jody Brandstetter. She's an author of Hired by Design, entrepreneur, speaker, and recruiting guru. Jody, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm always fascinated with people in HR or people in talent because, frankly, it's one of those things that it could be the best blessing and the worst burden. And I'm always curious why people get into that field because I know that I don't want to get into this world of HR and talent management, but I also am super grateful and I'm curious why people like yourself get into that. So when did you have an understanding of HR and really talent that you wanted to really help people with that aspect?
While I was in college, it was so important to have internships. I mean, I can name like 10 people in high school who told me I had to get an internship when I went to college. And the first internship I got was at a hospital in Evansville, Indiana, and I was in HR. So I was an HR intern. My degree was going to be in finance. But I just knew I had to get an internship, and I felt like HR would be a great spot because then I can learn about what type of roles people with a finance degree can go into. So I really just kind of took it to ensure I had some sort of work experience during college. And then once I kind of dived into the role, and I was primarily focused in the recruiting side as well as benefit enrollment. And I realized how much I enjoyed the people side and talking to people and learning about them. And then I also saw the benefits of hiring individuals for a hospital and what they can actually do, which is save lives, right, in a hospital setting. So I actually changed my major that semester to management and knew that I was going to go into human resources after that.
That's a great story, Jody, and I frankly wish everyone has that experience, meaning whenever people ask me what advice I give to college students or high school students, I always say, I don't say intern, but I always say find mentors that are in the field that you say you want, because if you're just going to read a book about accounting or being a doctor, that's not going to give you the reality. So the fact that you're in your role, it literally gave this vision, and it's, I wish, again, all of the people on the call, even if you're not in school, your best bet is just to job shadow someone so that you can see firsthand what your role is. Now, as you're talking, Joni, I felt like what you do is you're almost like a chess master because you have all these people that you're responsible for and you're really putting them on this board, literally and figuratively. So I'm curious, what most excites you about having this role? Because it's such a masterful architectural role, but it's so challenging. So how do you deal with that sense of, wow, this is a lot of responsibility?
It is a lot of responsibility, especially when you're working with smaller companies where, you know, they may only have 15 or 20 people and hiring one person could be a huge impact on their business. And, you know, the challenge to me is understanding the business, understanding what they really need as far as like what skills, what experience do you need to bring in to meet that business goal? And then trying to find that person who has that experience, that skill set, and then getting them excited about this new opportunity and how this new opportunity can change their lives. So it's worthwhile when you have someone who gets a job and they email you or they call you or they tell you that you just changed their lives in some way. If it's, you know, getting into their dream job or getting them to a role where they have a livable wage. So, you know, that's the excitement. But then at the same time, I always tell people that humans are the most reliable product. So when you're trying to, you know, connect a person to a job, that person may not show up, may not start. And so it's definitely challenging to make sure that you're building a really strong relationship on both sides, the business side, as well as the candidate side, to truly make that the best match.
That's great. So let's talk about your book, Hired by Design. What inspired you to write that book?
So in 2018, I decided to start my own consulting business. And, you know, one thing they always talk about when you start a business is you need to be unique. There needs to be something different about you and your company and your business. And I started researching methodologies to see, is there a methodology that works really well with creating teleacquisition hiring strategies? And I found design thinking, and I fell in love with it. I mean, it literally focuses on ensuring that you have a product, a service experience that is desirable, which is the human side, and then feasible and viable, which is the business side. And that's exactly what you do in hiring. You're looking at the business to understand kind of what they're needing. So that's that workforce planning side. But then also you're looking at the person to see, okay, what experience, what kind of process is going to intrigue people to come to our organization and work for us. So it just felt like it was like a match made in heaven. And when I realized that, I got super excited, started going through all kinds of training. I got certified in design thinking. And I thought, what would be the best way to tell people about this? Where I can get a huge audience to learn what I just learned, and writing a book seemed like the best way.
That's great. And in case the listeners and everyone assume what they do and don't know, so what is design thinking and where did it come from?
So design thinking has been a methodology for, oh gosh, I would say 40, 50 plus years. And it's all about looking at a product or service or whatever your challenge is, and coming up with a solution that's gonna work well for the people who are gonna be using it. And then also it works well within like the parameters of what the business is looking for.
But where did it start though? Like I think Steve Jobs, he actually started with the design first, but like, did it start in the tech world, or what was the first industry?
Yeah, tech. It's definitely more of a tech manufacturing type methodology. It has the human center design feel to it, but there's a lot of companies that utilize it. One of the most well-known, and their founder has wrote a lot of books about it, is IDEO, which is a global design firm. And then they also have a training, online training, IDEO-U, which is actually what I use to get my certification. And then there's also the D School at Stanford, which was founded kind of through the IDEO principles. But there's a lot of different ways that you can utilize design thinking, a lot of thoughts around what steps goes where, but it really is focused on understanding your audience, which is a lot of empathy, observation, and then coming up with innovative ideas, which is the ideation side, so brainstorming, to a prototype, which is a very cheap, fast way to develop what you're looking to do so that you can test it, get feedback, and constantly be revising it, improving it, which is the iteration piece of design thinking.
That's awesome, Jody. You know, like all things, I'm sure you have many, 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 many tips in your book, but with all things, what do you encourage all of our business owners to do that we can apply one specific tip that you shared in your book each day?
I would say a really big tip for a business owner is to not be stagnant. Do not take a process and never look at it again. You have to always be willing to experiment and to test to ensure that your process, your service, whatever, is working for your audience. So don't be stagnant and always be testing and experimenting.
I love that. That literally is in the tech world. It's always testing, 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 testing.
Gather feedback, gather feedback, gather feedback. You know, it's like, it's going back and forth and really, being willing. And a lot of times in corporate, and my career before starting my business was in corporation. And a lot of times, we are so focused on what we've always done and we're never going to change it when, that's completely wrong. You have to take it out. You have to be willing to fail. You have to try new things if you really want to be innovative and you want to thrive, especially in the kind of world we're in today with the uncertainty of what's going on with the pandemic, you know, you can't just stay still. You have to constantly be evolving.
Yeah. No, that's the perfect way to end our podcast, Jody. Thank you so much for sharing your evolving thoughts with us today. How can our guests connect and stay in touch with you?
Yeah, so my company's website is letscincy.com, and my book is on Amazon, and there's a website for that, hirebydesignbook.com as well.
Great. Jody, thank you for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.